This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a full week of committee activities.
We'll go ahead and call the Senate Appropriations.
Wednesday morning saw time spent on Senate Bill 748, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield is the sponsor. He says the Federal Reimbursement Allowance, or FRA, is a voluntary tax hospitals pay. Senator Huff says the FRA brings approximately $3.6 billion federal dollars into our state.
Bringing the total of our Medicaid budget associated with this program at almost, depending on the year, almost $4.5 billion.
During the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee hearing, Senator Carla May of St. Louis mentioned how some Missouri senators want certain funding removed from the FRA.
I'm concerned about an individual's right to choose. Planned Parenthood couldn't exist if an individual didn't choose to go there.
Thursday morning, the panel voted Senate Bill 748 to pass, which means the full Missouri Senate can take up the measure at any time.
In 2021, a St. Joseph police...
On Wednesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee heard four measures, three of which were part of a bill that was vetoed by the governor last year. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville sponsors Senate Bill 754, a measure that would modify provisions relating to law enforcement animals.
These heroic animals put their lives on the line every day to protect the public. The law should protect them.
The panel also heard
Senate Bill 788, better known as
Senate Bill 788, which would create the offense of unlawful discharge of a firearm. Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City is the sponsor.
This may be the one and only bill that involves firearms that we all agree on. Celebratory gunfire is reckless.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either bill.
I've always wanted as much of those choice options in as many areas of the state as possible.
Raising teacher pay is the number one thing we can do to improve Missouri schools.
When it comes to education, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he is for school choice.
There's no reason why a kid in Columbia should have access to something that a kid in Texas County doesn't, right? I mean, I think that's the entire point of providing more choices for kids and parents.
However, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he does not believe the solutions found in either Senate Bill 727 or Senate Bill 729, both of which were heard by the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee this past week.
The two education bills we heard this week in committee would blow a somewhere between $900 and $1.5 billion hole in our budget.
Missouri senators may start to discuss legislation on the floor of the Missouri Senate next week.
The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, January 22nd at 4 p.m.
When they return to start the fourth week of the second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.